This year's deer harvest numbers during the gun deer season were down, in part because of rough weather in a lot of the state, and the actual number of hunters participating in the Wisconsin cultural tradition has been slowly declining in recent decades. But despite that, one 27-year-old Wisconsinite is feeling optimistic after purchasing his uncle's game processing business this summer. Alex Lease is the owner and operator of Outdoor Addictions, a shop that processes game meat, provides free CWD testing, and offers taxidermy services based in Blue Mounds. Alex joins us in the studio now. Alex, thanks a lot for coming up today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you got into the processing business and you bought the building, I guess, for your uncle this summer.
You've been
at taxidermy for quite a while now.
How did you first get into this? Yeah, so I grew up hunting and fishing, and it was probably my most favorite thing to do. I spent about all my time that I had free time doing it. And, you know, I decided one day that I did want to start my own business, and I picked that out of nowhere. I just picked it and went with it, and it's turned out pretty good so far. We've been doing it for 8 years now.
And it's not something that you hear young people getting into all the time, I don't think.
Not that many. It's definitely less and less each year, I would say. Most of the taxidermists out there are older generations. There are a few getting into it, but it's definitely less than there used to be.
How do you learn something like that? Or who do you apprentice with somebody? How do you even get into that?
That's a good question, because when I first started, I was wondering the same thing. So I did some research online, found a school, went, did some training, got my toes wet, and then after that, I did stuff for friends, family, and word kind of travel a little bit. And then I started learning newer techniques on my own, doing a little innovating. And yeah, ever since then, you know, we've been trying lots of new stuff and always trying to stay ahead of the game.
Yeah, and you know, you think of this as kind of an old time thing, but you've also, you know, if you got your website, your blog, trying to kind of bring it into the 21st century in some ways.
Lots of social media. Oh, absolutely. You have to nowadays. And we're doing a podcast too, Outdoor Addiction Podcast. So yeah, we're trying all different platforms to get our name out there.
And now a big issue for hunters, we've been talking about this on the Ideas Network for, 20 years now, is chronic wasting disease. CWD, people call it, this disease affecting the deer herd in the state. You are in a place in Wisconsin where it's a big deal.
We're in the hot zone. Basically, it started, I would say, it's about 5 miles from my shop where they found the first case in Wisconsin. So even 20 years later, it's still a hot topic.
And so that, as part of your business, you offer, I understand, free CWD testing when people bring deer carcasses.
Yeah, absolutely. We're basically a middleman for the DNR. We'll pull the samples, we'll do the paperwork, and then they come pick it up, and then they get their test results back.
Do you see hunters being worried about this, especially in your part of the state?
Some do, yeah. It's pretty split. You know, some people, you know, they for sure want to test it, and they're not going to eat the meat. On the other side, you get people that will test it and will eat the meat, even if it's positive. And then you get people that don't test at all. So more and more tests each year, though, for sure.
Right. And people are encouraged not to eat that meat, though there's no, as I understand, evidence that the disease has ever gone from a deer to a human. But
that's correct.
I think it better safe than sorry.
Yeah. And we actually just came out with a new policy, too, that we just rolled this out a couple weeks ago, that we will hold your deer for testing, and when the results come back, then we'll move forward with the processing. So No one's done that yet. This is a really big thing we're offering now.
Talking to Alex Lease, owner and operator of Outdoor Addictions. He offers game meat processing, free CWD testing site through the DNR, and taxidermy services. Now, you've got these services, Alex, but I understand you've got kind of a deeper mission here to try to get some sense of community back for hunters.
That's right, yeah. They took the registrations away a few years ago, and most people miss that. You know, you pull your truck up to a gas station where you register your deer or wherever that may be, you know, a bar, and, you know, you get to walk around, talk with all the different hunters, hear the stories, see the deer, hear the misses, hear the successes, and everything in between. You know, when that went away, you know, people
you can
really
do it on an app now, right?
Basically, yeah. So now people come to our shop more and more each year, and we're kind of trying to bring that back, you know, get a lot of people in. We have something for everyone. We had a cookout this year, coffee. You know, we're just trying to bring that camaraderie back.
And what do you hear from hunters who maybe missed that old, you know, the requirement that brought them in to, you had to show up at a place?
Yeah. People definitely miss it more than not, and they're glad to see us doing something about that, and it's really starting to catch on, so we're onto something with that for sure.
Now, for hunting in a state like Wisconsin, there's some people who grew up with it, it's just a part of life all the way through,
yep.
And then some people, they've never done it, it's kind of, you know, it's something that other people do. How would you explain that sense of that that cultural community around hunting to the people who haven't been out doing it?
To the people who have?
Who haven't, I should say.
People who haven't, you just got to experience it because you're missing out. You know, gun deer season's been around longer than the Packers in Wisconsin, so there's some really deep-rooted stuff going on here.
Now, I imagine, I assume gun deer season is
yes.
really your peak season, but that's
it
over,
is.
But archery season, I think, is still
yep.
going
yep.
on.
And there's muzzleloader season, and then there's some antlerless gun hunts yet to come, too. One actually starts tomorrow. So there's a couple little gun seasons, but bow season goes till basically January.
Now, as far as your level of activity, what is it like gun deer versus the other kinds of deer
gun
hunting
deer
season?
Gun deer is just super out of control. It's wild. We get hundreds and hundreds of deer in a very short amount of time, but it's my favorite time of year by far.
Yeah. Now, what's that like for you? Do you like, I don't know, sleep?
Not too much that time of year. But, you know, you got to get it while it's good, right?
Mm-hmm. And so, do you bring in extra help that time of year?
Definitely, okay. Yeah. So on opening weekend, we had 8 people on Saturday and 12 people on Sunday.
Now, does somebody in your line of work get out and actually get to hunt himself?
I don't. Okay. Not this time of year. You know, I would say most of them do occasionally, but I took a few years off. I used to hunt every day. That my outdoor addiction was hunting. And now it's my business. So, you know, I enjoy that just as much, and I get to see all the trophies come through. Like, I love it. It's awesome.
And yeah, let's talk about the name of your business, Outdoor Addiction. Where did that idea come from?
Well, I used to be addicted to hunting, right? And I hunted a little too much, maybe more than I should have, and I should have spent a little more time on my working. So I kind of transferred that into my business. And everyone that hunts, too, that is an addiction for them. They love it. They're all in. They get the clothes. They get the gear. They got the truck. They got land to hunt at. I mean, it is definitely an addiction for most people.
Now, for people, you know, maybe in their senior year of high school or they're a couple years out and they're thinking, I got this thing I love. I would love to do this as a career. Well, you've done that, basically. What advice would you have for them, whatever line that might be?
Yeah. Well, we actually, you know, we have a few employees, too. So that's another part of my business model is to give people an opportunity to learn the trade and, you know, make a living doing it, not just doing it on the side, too. So, yeah, if you want to do it, you know, feel free to reach out to me with questions. I'd love to answer them and point you in the right direction.
Now, we mentioned at the beginning, we've seen the number of people hunting going down gradually over the decades.
Slow
and I've heard
steady, yeah.
Definitely people say, hey, we're aging out of this. The older hunters are, you know, retiring or maybe getting too old for that, and the younger people aren't following them up. Is that something that worries you as part of the tradition?
It doesn't worry me, but I do want to get the message out there to, you know, take kids hunting if you can, mentor them, teach them, because that's what's going to keep it going is the younger generation.
Now, what about that person we were talking about earlier, the person who hasn't been part of this tradition ever and didn't get brought up with it, say, by their parents? How would you suggest to them if they want to check it out to get started maybe next year's season?
Yeah. There's a few different ways. I would say, you know, if you're in Wisconsin, you can find someone that has gone out and just, you know, reach out to them, ask them some questions. Maybe they'll even take you out. There's public land in Wisconsin, you know. You can go out, utilize that to its full capacity. Go on the internet, type some videos in on YouTube. You can learn a lot. You'd be surprised.
Now, you do taxidermy, and obviously I'm imagining deer heads will be a big part
of
your work.
It's a big chunk, yeah.
But talk about, that's not the only thing you
do.
Talk about the kind of variety you have.
We do everything from birds, like ducks, turkey, fish. We do exotic stuff. We did some stuff from Africa this year, life-size bears. Wisconsin's a big bear state, too, so yeah, deer is a big part of it, but we do everything.
Mm-hmm. And talk about the value of that that taxidermied memory for somebody of that that successful hunting season.
Yeah, so it is a cool line of work just for that reason. You know, someone brings us something, and we're recreating their memory, essentially, and they're going to have it for the rest of their life. So, I mean, it's a pretty important job.
Okay, so you say you're always trying to stay on the cutting edge here. Anything you have in the works for 2020?
Well, like I did mention earlier, the new policy for holding CWD, holding for the test results, that's huge. And I think we got a couple other things in the work too that I'm not going to even mention yet, but
okay.
We're always going to be on top of the game and always adding new things.
And do you have a good supply stowed away of, venison sausage and jerky to keep you through
always.
To the next year?
I'm eating good.
And where are the samples? No samples.
Oh,
that's
some.
Okay. That's okay. Alex, thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
That's Alex Lees, owner and operator of Outdoor Addictions, a shop that processes venison, provides CWD testing, and offers taxidermy services. He's based in Blue Mounds. He joined us to talk about his experience as a young business owner in the hunting tradition.